World leaders are expected to raise concerns about the record number of fires in the Amazon rainforest at this weekend's G7 summit in France. The Brazilian government says it doesn't have the resources to fight the outbreaks, which are reported to be up 80% so far this year, compared with the same period last year. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, has said it is an international crisis. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has accused Mr. Macron and other international leaders of trying to meddle in his country's affairs.
Those countries that send money here, they're not doing it for charity. I hope everyone can understand that. They're doing it because they have a vested interest. They want to interfere with our sovereignty. They're looking for riches under the soil. Brazil is a very rich country. It has all the potential to be a great nation, but that won't be achieved unless the country is united on this issue.
The Taoiseach has said there's no way that Ireland will vote for the EU-Mercosur Free Trade Agreement if Brazil does not honour its environmental commitments. Leo Varadkar has expressed his concern at the Amazon fires and said Ireland will be monitoring the Brazilian government's environmental actions in the 2 years before a vote by the EU Trade Council. Tommy Meskell reports.
The landmark Mercosur deal between the EU and a number of South American countries, including Brazil, announced in June, has been sharply criticised by farming organisations here. The Irish Farmers Association described it as a bad deal for farmers, the environment, and for EU standards and consumers. In a statement outlining his concern at the record levels of destruction of Amazonian forests by fire, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar criticised President Bolsonaro's response as Orwellian. Mr. Varadkar said the Mercosur deal is 2 years away from a vote on approval in Europe and that during that time, Ireland will monitor closely Brazil's environmental actions. The Taoiseach said there is no way leaders can tell Irish and European farmers to embrace environmentally friendly methods if they do not make trade deals contingent on decent environmental, labour and product standards. Tommy Meskell, RTE News.
The Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland says valid Irish insurance discs will serve as proof of insurance for those driving Irish registered vehicles in the UK, including Northern Ireland, in the event of a no-deal Brexit. The decision has been confirmed by the UK Department of Transport following detailed discussions with the Bureau. Niamh Nolan reports.
Ahead of the original Brexit deadline in March, over a million green cards were distributed to drivers as uncertainty emerged about insurance recognition for drivers going to Northern Ireland and the UK. The green card is an internationally recognised insurance document that shows law enforcement agencies that the driver and car are insured. The Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland has now confirmed that following detailed discussions with the Department of Transport in the UK, valid Irish insurance discs will now serve as proof of insurance. Therefore, in the event of a no-deal scenario, extra documentation will not now be needed. The MIBI has welcomed this outcome, saying there had been a lot of confusion and concern among drivers, many who cross the border on a frequent basis. The Bureau says green cards would still be needed for UK registered vehicles visiting EU countries, including Ireland.
New medical research suggests a daily low-cost pill containing four different medicines can cut the risk of heart disease and strokes by a third. Nearly 7,000 people took part in a study involving the so-called polypill, which was carried out in villages in Iran over a five-year period. The pill contains blood-thinning aspirin, a cholesterol-lowering statin, and two drugs to lower blood pressure. The research, published in the medical journal The Lancet, indicates that the medication was especially effective among people with no history of cardiovascular disease. Professor Tom Marshall of Birmingham University in England was among the researchers involved in the project, the first major study to assess the pill's effectiveness.
We didn't bother worrying about measuring people's blood pressures or calculating their risk scores or doing blood tests or anything like that, but a simple strategy of providing one pill to pretty well everybody aged over 50 was effective in preventing heart disease and stroke. And that's quite a useful step forward, particularly in countries where they don't have a complex primary care infrastructure.
And the time is now 8:05.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Planning a day flying or sailing? Stay clear of overhead wires. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999. Stay safe. Stay clear.
Dry with sunny spells today, highest temperatures 20 to 24 degrees, but a degree or so lower along the south coast where it may be misty for a time early in the day.